And joining us now from the New England Patriots, our pal Rob Ninkovich. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Running busy.
Running a little late this morning?
Running around. Got the baby woke up a little early. Just been running around.
I didn't know if maybe you were in line waiting for an iPhone.
No. I just got a new iPhone like a couple months ago, so I'm not about to go spend more money on a phone. My phone works fine.
Are you a techie?
No, I'm not.
Are there any?
I won't have a flip phone, but
yep.
You know, I'm not going to go spend more money on a phone when mine works perfectly fine.
Yeah, Belichick seems like
gotta have the newest and the best.
Belichick seems like a flip phone guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not like a tech guy either. You know.
Yeah, he's probably not.
Simple. And he's simple, and it works. That's I'm sure his motto.
Who is the biggest nerd on the New England Patriots? Are there any nerds on your team?
Biggest nerd. What's the definition of a nerd?
Well, like you know, there would be like anybody play Magic the Gathering or
on their phone in the locker room.
They're addicted to Star Wars films or Star Trek.
No, I don't think we have a big Star Wars person on our team. I'd say we're nerd free.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. Did you catch any of that game last night?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, I did.
How bad do you think Logan Mankins feels? I mean, he goes from here to there, and he has to participate in that last night.
I mean, that's a tough game right there. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he's never felt that before. But it was a tough game to watch.
Yeah,
all the way around.
Those are one of those games that you'll never forget. You ever have one of those? Like high school, college, pro?
I was in 2007 when I was with the Miami Dolphins. I think we played the Patriots twice, and I think it was the same result as that game last night. It was pretty bad. Back in 2007 when they were undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We couldn't win a game. I think Tom threw for like 500 yards in each game or something crazy.
Yeah.
He never broke a sweat either. He was just walking around everywhere just throwing bombs.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, Tom Brady doesn't sweat. I mean, come on. The guy drinks holy water and he doesn't sweat. Obviously, great to be back home. And I know you guys look forward to playing at Gillette.
Yeah, it's nice to get our first home game in. Last couple weeks traveling, it's always a different. Different type of feel when you gotta jump on a plane and go across the country or, you know, now we can just kind of get an extra day to recover, relax, stay at home, and, look forward to, seeing our fans for the first time.
I know that you guys, defense wise, you always say you don't have time to pay much attention to the offense. People find something to complain about. Even when there's a win, some complaints about the fact that Brady relies too much on Edelman and Gronk. Do you see that happening, or do you guys talk about that at all?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I saw last week as a good win, so we won. It was a good for our team, and you know now we're moving on to the next week. So. I don't even pay attention to it, to be honest with you.
From a defense perspective, I mean, Chandler Jones is off to a great start.
Yeah, no, Chandler's, obviously he's picking up from where he left off last year, and, he's one of those guys. He's got that special ability to make a play, and I'm happy, he's able to do that for us.
Rob, you got a question?
Yeah, Rob, coming home, do the fans make a difference for you, or is it all kind of just background noise?
No, definitely. I mean, you can feel the, you can feel the energy, definitely. When the fans are into it and the stadium's going, you can, and on defense especially, when the opposing offense is on the field, You know, you can get off on the ball better. They got to go into a silent cadence sometimes. So it definitely helps you out.
So it's better if they're all
making noise, yelling, screaming.
Getting wild.
Yeah,
moved
it's
up.
Awesome, yeah,
they're making noise. Like, you know, Seattle's pass rush, they benefit from their stadium because when you got to go on a silent count and the tackle's looking at the ball instead of his man, you know, sometimes you can get a jump on him. So the louder, the better.
Well, we couldn't be more excited about the fact that you guys are home. Great luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you again. All right, Rob?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, bud. Take care. There's Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots here on the Hillman Morning Show.
Yes.
And the Hillman Huddle.
Very exciting. Well,